The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Believe Podcast Network presents the FCS Football Podcast.
Read that, he's on!
With Joe DeLeon.
Well, let's get fat.
And Sean Anderson.
I am a soothsayer.
Welcome back, folks, for the second episode of the FCS Football Podcast. For this week, we're doing a Week 1 preview after doing the Week 0 recap. Hopefully, you enjoyed that wonderful conversation that Sean and I had, bickering with each other over who is the bigger loser at picking games, even though we both went over 2. It's a great show.
You also physically threatened me with a bat.
When have you not physically threatened me on this show?
I don't do that. That's not me, brother.
I'm pretty sure you physically threatened me before I physically threatened you on the last show. We'll go to the tape. I'm too lazy to do it, though. Somebody tell me who did what.
Get an intern on. When do we get an intern?
We don't get an intern. We're not important enough for that.
Why don't I have an intern? I have some things in my personal life that I also need help with.
You can go hire an intern if you feel so inclined. There's nothing stopping you. Now, if they actually learn anything, that's a completely different story.
Can I give them any credits? How does that work?
For example, I hired some URI guys to help with the NFL Draft Prospects Pod, some URI sports media majors, and all I had to do was email Professor McClure and tell them how often they're going to be helping me. That was it. It required literally nothing else. So hypothetically, if you just find some slappy that wants to grab your laundry and make you lunch, you know, you could probably just email McClure and tell him he's helping me 10 hours a week. Give him credit.
There was a noise that happened about 30 seconds ago. I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it was you fiddling with your mic. I thought there was someone else in the recording.
Oh, maybe there is.
You got to let me know these things.
I don't know. There isn't. You can see how many people are in the recording, can't you?
I don't look at the video.
You're an idiot. Speaking of idiots.
Stop going with the speaking of transition. I had one ready for the Bet Online read.
Speaking of idiots, Sean, talk to us about your betting habits.
My betting habits have been omnipresent, I would say.
Omnipresent? That is not a word that should be associated with a sports betting read.
What do you
dumb
mean?
Dumb it down. We got to dumb it down.
Well, you know, I would like to dumb it down, which is bringing it to my level, betting on Woodley versus Paul, but it's okay. It's okay. That's just one missed bet. It's not a big deal.
Did you pick Woodley?
It's not a big deal. What'd you say?
Did you pick Woodley?
Yes, I did pick Woodley.
I'd say it was actually a good pick. I thought he was going to win.
He was plus 165.
He was also popping him the whole time, and the only reason why Paul won is because he got more punches in.
Just stinks. It stunk so much, Joe. This is a Bet Online read, so we're going to get to the
fight.
Bet Online read.
Yeah.
It was just so frustrating. You know what I'm realizing? I'm realizing that, hey, maybe 40-year-old UFC fighters can't really box with a 24-year-old.
Yeah.
Seemed like somehow somebody who's been in 1,000 fights would be able to beat somebody who's been in 3. Wouldn't you think?
Right.
Well, if you want to feel like me, head on over to Bet Online. And it's that time of the year again. And it's really creeping up on us. The NFL season is just, you know, it's like getting a little colder, put a little blanket, a little shawl over you. You just needed to creep up on you. Just cover yourself in it. That's what I'm going to do with the NFL season. I just like to cover myself in it, slather myself in some NFL. That's what I like to do. And when I'm doing that, I also like to throw down a little bit of action on the games. Bet Online, you get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including the online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest. It's open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. Take advantage of their opening day super promo. Joe, are you taking advantage of this?
No.
I will be. Make a bet on make a bet on their Thursday separate.
I think back now that I'm, as a producer, would believe probably my response probably shouldn't just be no. That might have been one of the most unprofessional things I've done.
They don't understand your humor. You just have a dry humor, so they don't understand that you're fibbing. So it just sounded like you were so disinterested in the Thursday night, September 9th NFL opening promo. It's the season opener between the Super Bowl champ Buccaneers and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using the promo code NFL100. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite sports. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
If you think Sam Herder has a more fun time than we do on this show, you're out of your goddamn mind.
Hey Joe, ask me if Sam Herder, if you ask, just ask me that same question.
Do you think Sam Herder has more fun than us?
No.
I'm gonna clip that if I have enough attention span to do so, which means I won't. All right, so God, Sean, so today. Better. We're going to be, I thought your power just like abruptly went out.
The sunlight on my face was not great.
We're very efficient at getting to the topics that we're supposed to be talking about. So we're going to talk about two games. What'd you say?
FCS? Oh, FCS, got it.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about two games that we're going to be looking forward to this weekend, and we're also going to be doing FC estimates to wrap up the show. Now, when I was looking for games that I wanted to pick that I thought had the most importance, it was a little bit odd because, as you can expect, we're back into a spot where teams are facing FBS teams a ton for these first few weeks. We're back to that. We didn't really have that as much last year. It was pretty spotty when that happened because of just so many cancellations. It was like once a week. But if you go look at the slate of games this week, there's got to be over 20. I'm just guessing off the top of my head. There are a lot of games between FCS and FBS, and then FCS and NIAA or NAIA Division II, smaller programs. It's a very interesting mix for this upcoming week. But I picked two games that I think that maybe aren't necessarily like ranked versus ranked or like, wow, this is going to be really important, but have really underrated storylines attached to them. So the first one, Albany at North Dakota State. This game is expected to kick off 3:30 Eastern time. I believe it is on ESPN Plus is when that it will be starting. And the reason why I'm so drawn to this game, we're supposedly going to have Jeff Undercuffler back, who was an elite freshman quarterback, throws for a ton of touchdowns, rivaled Trey Lance in terms of statistics. Some people think he has an NFL arm. He's going to be back. He was injured during the spring. And then he's going to be facing a guy who rightfully is taking over as the next quarterback of North Dakota State. Better than Zeb Noland, who I bashed on the last episode. Quincy Patterson, the Virginia Tech transfer. And Patterson has that skill set to run this offense at an effective manner. And I think that this has some potential for some early season fireworks between two teams that are capable of putting up a ton of points. And I think we're going to learn a lot about both these teams and their conferences after this first contest.
You know, I'm always a big fan of the CAA playing tough opponents outside of their own conference because other people get to see how much of a bruising season it is within the CAA. And who better to play than North Dakota State? And I think you said it best. It's going to be great. I think normally when you get week one, first game, you don't really learn much about a team. It's kind of just like a game. You're working through it, and you see who wins. This game, we're going to probably get to know both of these teams really well and get a good outlook for what their seasons are going to be like because they're not lightweights. They are powerhouses. it's not like Albany's like, you know, a world beater like North Dakota State is, but they're always competitive. They will always field a competitive team that can go out there and they can score points and they can get some stops and they can run the rock. They can do whatever they want. It's going to be telling, I think, more than a lot of other early season games about the trajectory of both of these teams.
Yeah, and we talked so much last off season or two off seasons ago. I don't even remember when the hell it was. Before COVID, we talked very highly of Albany and the potential that they held. They didn't get to play in the fall. They play in the spring, and it was pretty messy for them. I think now as they get re-geared up for a normal season, things will be a little bit more competitive for them. And then this is going to be a really, really good fight between both of these teams. Sean, what the hell are you doing? You know you're on
I forgot it was on. I saw a flash. I thought my logo was flashing on the back of my computer, so I went to see if it was, and I forgot that I was on video.
We need some real cameras, goddammit.
I'm so sorry. Oh, am I the foolish...
Help us get better equipment, folks, class. By sharing the link around. We get more money from more views for ad revenue, so please help us out. That would be much appreciated. Send the video, send the show link.
People are watching the videos.
We're getting a lot of video views. Like, not as many as the listens. The listens, is always going to be a high number for us, but the video views is fantastic. I'm glad that we're doing video because people are really, really enjoying this stuff.
I don't think they'll enjoy this last 2 minutes.
the technical unprofessionalism. This takes me back to when you and I would sit in the URI recording studio and we record two back-to-back 30-minute episodes. And we were it's like the end of the day after practice. Ugh. We both just want to go home. I don't think we're at the same mental state, but we just got the second one. The second episode always was off the rails in terms of just focus.
It was so unfocused. I mean, there was no mic discipline. There was no staying on topic. I don't know if people liked it.
I think people
We had more listener interaction then.
No, I think people do enjoy the fact that we're a little bit more laid back. Oh no, not the train wreck, but I think people like that we're more laid back. I think it's a more fun environment. I think it's like a slappy we're having a conversation type of environment. But this North Dakota State Albany game is not going to be a slappy conversation. This is not going to be a slappy game. This is going to be,
We would go live on our phone from an angle.
Stop. Stop reminding me.
Dude.
We're still learning. We're more professional.
If there's anybody that's like listening and then trying to work their way up to, I don't know, learning how to do this, don't worry. Joe and I started from about as as unprofessional as it could get with our operations.
To keep it simple without divulging any names, I still... Like this week, I was kind of thinking back on it. The show that I produced this week with the two huge personalities that I did it for, and the personality that you produce a show for. We're not going to get into any of that, but I think back to like how did my stupid ass end up in this position to be doing the work that because the I don't even know how to describe it. The duct tape effort that we put in the stuff that we did while we were and that was only 2 years ago. We're fast learners. Dude, we're professionals. We're pros.
From playing the intro into the microphone out of the phone to where we are.
I'm going back to re-listening to that. I want to go re-listen that episode.
I don't want to. I never will.
Okay. Let's get back to the point.
You're literally back to with regular Thursday.
Let's get back to our point here. Quincy Patterson, Jeff Undercuffler, two big star quarterbacks that they need to start off on the right foot. There's no reason this game shouldn't be a high-scoring affair. If it ends up getting lopsided in one direction, I think it would probably be North Dakota State. But this is going to be proof of how good is the CAA going to be this year because Albany should be one of the best teams in the CAA. And then conversely, how good is North Dakota State going to be now that they have a competent quarterback at the helm? I think we're going to get a lot of questions answered just from this one contest.
It'll be... Quincy Patterson is definitely attracting more hype than Nolan did. But I want that to be a good thing and not be the reverse where it's so much hype and he can't live up to it. So I'm going to keep my expectations at a dull roar, I would say, just because I want, I can't have, it's not like I'm a North Dakota State fan, but it, they're a good look for the FCS. So we want them to do well. Mm-hmm. And because they're competitive and I want them to be competitive. I want them to be good. I want them to be in great, you know, have a great team and be in the playoffs. Just like last year, you know, we had a great postseason with all the playoffs and close games and tight wins and Sam Houston stayed out of nowhere and it was great. And North Dakota State, I think, has the opportunity because they just have that infrastructure. And I've said that on every time we've talked about the show, they have the culture and the infrastructure to always go back to the championship. And it's going to really depend on Patterson being able to be that guy. But I'm not going to be the person that says, hey, you need to throw for 4,000 and not throw a pick like the other guy. You need to he just needs to go in there, keep it simple, do his job.
Right.
You know, I can't be the one putting those expectations on him.
By the way, I almost forgot to put this into the doc. We didn't mention it on the last show, but we got to remember to do it going forward. But that, you know, if there's been a lot of FCS guys, I think, that have been playing really well in the NFL, by the way, so far.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If you want to tune into any of those games, you got to use NFL Game Pass. I started using NFL Game Pass this past week. They revamped it and they made it so that you can actually watch live games through it. It used to not be like that. I fully encourage anyone who is a fan of an NFL team or just likes watching those FCS guys. Like, if you want to watch Trey Lance and you're out of market, like, if you're from North Dakota, you're definitely not in market for these 49ers games. If you want to watch Indianapolis with Carson Wentz when he's back and healthy, seriously, go to NFL Game Pass. Like, I was blown away by the way that the changes that they made to it. NFL.com/Game Pass. And, Sean, you got to remind me. I got to give you my login so we can share it.
Also, congrats to Aaron Parker. Touchdown last preseason game.
I think he made the roster. I believe he made the roster. It sounds like it.
Oh, I got it.
The final rosters were put out. Yeah, we'll check it after. But the second game, Sean, that I'm super drawn and keyed in on, NCAA&T at Furman, 2 p.m. Eastern time. I believe that one's also ESPN Plus. I might be incorrect on the streaming platform for that one. The only games that I've seen that are not ESPN Plus are the ones that are on the slappy streaming service that is Flow Sports. But this NCAA&T Furman game, I think, is also incredibly underrated. And the big reason why I pinpointed this one is the running back battle that we have going on. So we've got Jamaine Martin, who we now are going to get to see in full light. He is going to be the lead back. He is going to be the best player on this team. And NCAA&T is going to be so successful this year because of the efforts of Jamaine Martin. But you got to take into account and remember who he is facing off against. That man being Devin Wynn, a guy that we spoke up super highly in the Senior Bowl watch list show. He is on NFL radars. Ryan did an interview with him, which should be running in a few weeks or so. But these guys are total badass running backs at the FCS level. We see a ton of success from teams that run the ball well. And I think that this one, not going to be like the other game where it's going to probably be like 32-28. This one's probably going to be like 14-10.
I like, I don't know why we do this where we pit the matchup as Martin versus Wynn, where it's really Martin versus the Furman front seven and Wynn versus the NCAA&T front seven. But when you got two guys dueling that are going to be dueling like that, it's just going to be fun. And both of these teams are solid. I wouldn't say either of them are great, but it'll be a very entertaining football game. And we have two guys to definitely keep our eyes close on because we're just going to be seeing them. We're going to start tracking how they do, really just almost through not a scouting lens, but just being able to see what they are doing. It's just a good, good thing. We're going to be able to watch some real football. We're going to watch Martin, who is drawn a lot of expectation, and Wynn, who has just kind of jumped on the scene as an electric runner. So there's a lot to watch in this game.
Yeah, ton to watch. And these are both super hard-nosed, disciplined football teams that Furman has been a little inconsistent lately, but we know that in their first year that we did the show, they were really, really good. And then the NCAA&T,
they almost beat Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
You know, they got a lot of possibility on their team.
Yeah, I think both of these squads, I don't think either of them are ranked, or at least one of them isn't ranked, just off the top of my head. I don't really pay attention to the preseason polls anyways, just because like that stuff changes in an instant. I wait until a couple weeks before I actually pay attention to that stuff. But these are two very, very good running football teams, and it is going to be a matter of who runs the ball most effectively in this one. So, Sean, you want to get to... Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. You got anything else?
I was going to say that's also going to be the most entertaining part of the game. Just a short little quip from me.
Ah. So we're going to get to FC estimates. And speaking on that game picks, I need to tell you folks about Play Action Pools. So Believe has partnered with PlayActionPools.com this season to bring some interactive fun to the sport that we love most. You'll be able to get in on the action with our PlayActionPools.com Football Pick'em Challenge, which is open to everyone. Sign up for our contest, Believe Football Pick'em, at PlayActionPools.com, and then get your picks in each week. We're going to select the 10 highest profile games of the week between the NFL and college football. Whoever gets the most picks correct each week will win a pair of electric sunglasses and a pair of DC shoes. Imagine showing up to school the next day with a pair of electric sunglasses and DC shoes. You're going to look absolutely baller in those. Again, go to playactionpools.com, sign up for the contest, Believe, B-L-E-A-V, Football Pick'em. And if you plan on hosting your own football contest, go to playactionpools.com today. They've got Survivor Pick'em as well as a cool sportsbook style concept called Build Your Bankroll. PlayActionPools.com, your new home for all of your office sports pools. And I've already signed up for the Believe one, and I got to say the interface is super easy. I think it's probably one of the best pool sites that I've used. So make sure you check it out, Sean. Make sure you sign up as well, you bozo. So Sean, we've got FC estimates.
Right, now it's time to attack each other for no reason.
We're both idiots, and we both got the first two games wrong, so we're tied at a nice 0-2. No clean slate. We're 0-2. This is not 0-0. It's 0-2, 0-2. So we're already in a hole, and we need to dig ourselves out of it, albeit we are now tied. So, Sean, let's. We got 10 games here. First one, UNH at Stony Brook.
Stony Brook, give me the Seawolves.
I'm going to take UNH. In this one, I know your thought is that foolish. Stony Brook always starts hot, but I'm not feeling that. I'm not buying into that. Delaware at Maine. Who you got?
Delaware.
Yeah, no way I'm not picking the Blue Hens. Give me Delaware as well. Incarnate Word at Youngstown State.
Oh, here comes a homer call from Joe. I'm taking the Penguins.
Why is that a homer call? Did I go to Incarnate Word?
Homer car.
I want to curse at you so bad. I picked Incarnate Ward. Incarnate Ward's Ward is going to have a great game. He's going to start the season off hot.
You literally just called it Incarnate Ward. Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Ward Ward. Incarnate Word's Ward. Southern Illinois at Southeastern Missouri.
I'll take the Salukes. Give me Southern Illinois.
Give me the Salukes. Villanova at Lehigh.
Oh, there's a lot of chalk here. Villanova.
What do you mean a lot of chalk?
Just continue.
Okay. Villanova.
Everybody, Joe didn't know what the term chalk meant. I'm just going to put that out there for everybody.
Eat it. Davidson at VMI.
I'm happy to take this win out of Joe's tiny little hands. I'm taking VMI to win.
My hands are bigger than yours. Davidson, no doubt. I think that Davidson is a very underrated program. Brandon Easterling is a super talented safety. Give me Davidson. North Dakota at Idaho State.
I will take North Dakota to win this ball game.
Okay. I am also going with North Dakota in this one. Cal Poly at University of San Diego.
Cal Poly.
I know San Diego's better, but for some reason, Cal Poly always feels to completely disturb our expectations. So I as well am going to pick Cal Poly for this one. And then the last two that we talked about in this first half of the show, North Dakota State versus Albany. Sean?
I'll take the Bison.
You have to be a bozo not to pick the Bison. North Carolina A&T Furman.
I'm going to give you what I think between us is the favorite. And I will take NCA&T because you let me have the VMI guy. I'll let you have that.
I would argue NCA&T is the favorite, which I picked the dog. I picked Furman. Nothing?
Furman should win this game, but my guts tell me NCA&T. And I want to take a big lead on you early. That's why I'm also picking NCA&T.
That's just not going to happen. You're not going to take a lead on me. All right, that's going to be it from us on this second episode of the week. Stay tuned. We're coming back at you with more content on next Wednesday and next Thursday. hit the subscribe button, 5-star review at Joe DeLeon, at Sanderson Radio, at Believe Podcasts. Report Sean on Twitter, whatever, just whatever you find. Like, just pick the first tweet and say that he was posting nudity or something like that. Twitter will side with you if enough people do it.
Make you funny.
Are you real funny? Are you going to go do that to my account? Is that what you're doing?
You give people ideas. Go ahead. I won't do a thing.
All right. Bye, everyone, before this gets ugly.
Morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.